There is a Sufi story in which the Sultan, out riding in the countryside one day, comes across one of his subjects planting a vine, well known to take 30 years to ripen. "Why are you planting that vine?" asks the monarch, "when chances are you will be dead long before it bears fruit." "In that case, Your Majesty," replied the farmer, "someone else will enjoy the harvest, perhaps my sons and daughters, or yours." The Sultan smiled. "If years from now, when that vine ripens, both of us are still alive, please bring me some grapes, as I should very much like to taste of them." The vintner weeded and pruned. Decades passed, and lo, the day arrived when his vine finally came to fruit. The Sultan was still reigning. So the man gathered some grapes, put them on his nicest plate, and sought an audience with his king. Upon receiving the offering, the Sultan thanked his subject, turned to his exchequer, and said, "Go to the treasury, get a bag of gold, and give it to this man in appreciation for his foresight and generosity." A fool in the audience ran to the grocery store, bought some grapes, and took them in, expecting a bag of gold for himself. The Sultan dismissed him. It wasn't the grapes the monarch appreciated. It was the love and foresight that went into bringing them forth, values that any kingdom needs if it is to thrive. They are the values that have been at the heart of our congregational efforts here for over half a century, efforts that will continue to bear fruit as long as we continue to weed and prune and plant new vines for those who will follow us. Now let's join together in silent meditation, contemplating what vines we may plant and tend that will bear fruit here at East Shore Unitarian Church and across Bellevue and beyond in the years to come.
Good morning, I'm Keely Coffrin Allen, and I was asked to just give a short talk on what East Shore means to me and why I pledge. So I've been an outspoken atheist for almost 20 years. My friends, both religious and non-religious, have asked me what on earth someone like me is doing at a church. And I tell them that being here for me isn't about connecting with some divine entity. Being here is about connecting with people. It's about being in community. It's about having a way to express my best self and to be uplifted by others. I joined East Shore the Sunday after the 2016 election, my first act of resistance. And I call it resistance because this place stands for everything that this administration does not. It stands for love, for acceptance, and for peace. I love coming here and seeing Black Lives Matter shirts and pins. I love seeing the banner that says standing on the side of love. It reminds me that there is good in the world. And when I'm here, I can heal from the ugliness that is going on right now. Not that we don't have our own struggles here, There's always more we can do to grow, but our hearts are in the right place. Giving a monthly pledge to East Shore is my expression of my values. Yes, I give my talents, I sing in the choir, and last week's work on the auction catalog felt like a part-time job. Those things, however, don't pay the mortgage, or keep the lights on, or pay for the staff that keeps this place up and running. Where we put our hard-earned money is a reflection of our values. There is no shortage of places to put money. After all, we have our own mortgages to pay and our own lights to keep on. The way I see it, this mortgage is also my mortgage. These lights are my lights, and the people who work here are my people. I increased my pledge this year, yet another act of resistance, in the face of the divisive darkness that some days threatened to overwhelm me with anxiety and fear. Unlike posting on Facebook or writing to candidates or complaining to my long-suffering husband or arguing with internet trolls because I can't help myself, this is something, giving a pledge, is something real and tangible I can do to make the world a better place. I love it here, and I want to make sure that here is actively and vibrantly growing. Thank you.
I'm Dennis Fleck. I grew up in a Unitarian church in Park Forest, Illinois. During that time frame, I learned that Unitarians were active in social action. I have memories of discussions about refusing to pay the taxes on phone bills, as those taxes were used to support the federal government and the military actions in the Vietnam War. In the 1970s, my wife Jan and I joined the Unitarian Church in Mesa, Arizona, called Valley Unitarian Universalist Church. That's the same church that Carolyn Haisley and Paul Fussell later joined. While members of the Valley UU Church, we learned that church is about more than just social action. We enjoyed the tremendous community of friends who shared similar values, and we learned about stewardship. We learned that the church is our church, and it is up to us to provide the financial foundation that supports both the current programs and the home for future church seekers to find. We learned that each of us has the ability to give at different levels and that we must individually determine what is right for each of us. We left the Valley UU Church in 1981 when we were transferred to Seattle for my new job. But when we left Arizona in 1981, we were surprised to learn that we were one of the highest pledgers at $1,000 a year. That was a stretch for us with two small children, but a level that was right for us then. When we moved to Seattle in 1981, we knew that we would join a UU church. It was just a matter of which one. We showed up at East Shore on a sunny Sunday in July, only to find that there was no summer program for our 1 and 3-year-old children. As we returned to the parking lot, Barbara Elliott stopped us, asked us to come back in the fall when there would be childcare, and tore off a deposit slip from her checkbook saying, "Here's my phone number. Please call if you have any questions." We'll never forget Barbara's friendly and welcoming outreach effort. We have supported East Shore with our time and talents ever since. This is our church home where we have grown and our two children have grown. RE and the youth group were important as our kids grew up. We painted and remodeled classrooms in the old yellow RE buildings and in Holly House. We taught Sunday school. We tended the grounds. We served on various committees that are now known as ministry teams. And we both served on the board at various times. And along the way, we have always financially supported our church. During the late 1980s, East Shore hired a Congregationalist minister named John Gibson to help us with fundraising as we moved to tear down our 19 vintage RE buildings to build the beautiful RE buildings and the administration building that still serve us today. John taught us to challenge ourselves to give until it feels good. In other words, Our church is not PBS or NPR, but a community that deserves significantly more as it enriches us, teaches our children, and needs to thrive for those yet to find us. For each of us, giving until it feels good is different. We are each at different points in our lives and have different financial capabilities. Jan and I are currently giving our church $8,000 a year. When I was working, we could and we did give more. We are now living off our savings, which could also be viewed as our kids' future inheritance, if any is left. And this is the level that feels good for us. For those who haven't pledged yet, I invite you to join in and give at a level that feels good for you. As members and friends, we are behind on where we need to be with our financial support for East Shore. Even though Jan and I feel good about the amount we've already pledged, we're going to give another $500 to do our share to help get the pledge income to a level that will sustain the programming that we want here at East Shore. For those who are pledging, I thank you for your support. And I ask that you ask yourselves if you are giving at a level that feels good to you. If you are, awesome. If you feel you are not, or if you can do more, please ask yourself if you might feel better if you were. In closing, we give to our church, but we also take from our church. As our East Shore president, Tom Doe, says, church is about changing souls. But church can also be a source of learning for us. To that end, the federal tax laws have had significant changes that went into effect this past January. So I invite you to attend a seminar that Lori Adams is helping lead at 7 o'clock on Tuesday, October 30th, where we will have an opportunity to learn how the tax laws have changed, how those changes may impact each of us, and what we might do differently so that we can keep more of our money or give more to East Shore. So thank you for your support of East Shore and your willingness to give until it feels good.
Good morning. My name is Sarah Brandman. I was raised by a father who grew up in the Unitarian Church, and though he doesn't attend as an adult and probably wouldn't even identify himself as a Unitarian, he and my mother instilled in me and my older sister, Andrea, all of the values that I see reflected in this place. We were raised to be compassionate toward others, mindful of the natural world around us, and to always be, even when it proved to be a nuisance to mom and dad, relentlessly inquisitive. Some of you know what I'm talking about. I found these same values in my husband, Josh, who sadly can't be here today, he has to work in Colorado. And Josh had this wonderful friend whom I quickly grew very attached to. Her name was Kathy Roche-Juco. Ah, the familiarity. Within the first few hours of meeting Kathy, she encouraged both of us to attend East Shore. You two would absolutely love it, she said. I'm sure many of you can hear her voice saying that, right? Sometime later, we decided that we should check it out if someone is amazing as she were recommending it so highly. So Josh and I came to our first service in the early summer of 2017 and were immediately infatuated. We saw our values reflected in the activities of the many teams, programs, and committees here. And since attending East Shore, the two of us have been able to explore meaningful questions, find comfort during hard times, build relationships with wonderful people, and ultimately grow closer to one another through the things that we have done, seen, heard, and felt here at East Shore. And this, in part, is what makes me so enthusiastic about this church. It is a place where I can nourish my spirit and stretch my mind and trust that others in this space are doing the same. That is why I hope that I'm still coming here 15 years from now, or 30 years from now, and that's why I pledge. I've been learning more and more about this church through involvement with the operational fund drive, the outreach team, and by sitting on the board. Because I want this church to be here for me, and because I want it to be here for more and more people of all ages in the future, I feel a sense of obligation toward this church, one that I am happy to fulfill. And me, I am a 25-year-old woman who lives here in Bellevue in an apartment. In the last 3 years, my wages have gone up by about 5%, and in August, Josh and I were served with an 18% rent increase. Yay! We were able to fight that down to a mere 12%. Like so many other young adults, I just don't trust, especially now, that I'll ever be able to own my own home if I stay here. I don't trust that I'll see retirement. I don't trust that I'll ever be able to afford that law degree that I so badly want. And I'm saying this as a woman with a whole host of past and present privileges. I tell you this not to make you feel sorry for me. That's not the point. Not even to guilt you into raising your pledge. But simply to demonstrate that I view my monthly pledge to this church as much an investment in my own future as an investment in the greater community. I couldn't afford it otherwise. I get so much from attending East Shore. I get the opportunity to exercise creative problem solving with other people, to attend discussions, to engage in advocacy, to strengthen my marriage, and to practice my public speaking. These are things that so many young people like myself want and need out of a community and out of a precious financial investment. And I want to get those people here and engaged in this community. But in order to do that, we have to be able to reach out to more people like me, and hopefully unlike me. We have to be able to accommodate them. We have to demonstrate to them that this is a place where their voices can be heard and their ideas embraced. And that means that we have to fund our church according to our means, understand our obligations to one another and future members, get as much as we can out of our time here, and always, always be open to change. I have faith that this community is up to that challenge because I already see examples of it. I just want to see more. And I look forward to watching this church grow and evolve as long as I have the privilege of being here. I encourage you to meditate on what you want East Shore to look like in the future, maybe even after your lifetime, and then consider what you can do today to ensure that that future is possible. Thank you.
My name is Marcy Langrock, and I am your current treasurer. Don't worry, I'm not going to talk to you about all the boring money stuff exactly. I was asked to speak to you about financial responsibility and what the church means to me, but I would really like to do this as a member, not the treasurer. For me, as a member of East Shore, this is about putting my money behind my beliefs and my values. I would like to share with you why my husband and I have increased our pledge every year. As we become more and more involved, we derive greater benefit from this community. Not only do we get a lot out of this community, but so do our sons. We have three teenagers in our family. Yes, as you can imagine, there is never a dull moment in our house. They have very different personalities and needs, and yet East Shore enriches each of their lives. And any place where all three teenagers want to go on a non-school morning is a very special place. One way to think of our annual pledge is as an investment in our next generation. First, let's talk about our whole lives, also known as OWL, one of the most comprehensive, up-to-date, and scientifically informed sex ed programs available anywhere. My sons have all been through multiple years of OWL at East Shore, and thank goodness that was available. In this day and age, where something as fundamental to responsible sexual behavior as consent is apparently still up for debate in our larger society, OWL is a necessity. East Shore invests in training facilitators and opening our doors to children of non-members so that the youth in our community are able to have a space to ask questions and gain perspective about a core aspect of being human. How amazing is it to have trusted adults and peers to help navigate life's confusing times? Also, the coming of age program is something that I absolutely love. My oldest son went through this, and he developed a credo with a very special mentor. He shared that in a speech at church, and his speech really stuck with me. He told us how the UU ministers never tell us to shut up and listen, like so many other religions do. My son's appreciation for UUs came from his being encouraged to think for himself. As he sees it, the adults can be guides, but ultimately the youth are challenged to decide what they believe. I wish I had been in an environment like that when I was young. I am thoroughly grateful that my children have this space to grow, change, and become loving adults. I'm also thankful for the community here that listens to our youth. I asked my middle son what he likes most about the church. He said he likes how welcoming it is. He feels like he can talk to any adult and they will engage with him. Does everyone remember the Waddle Bottle Project? The middle school youth learned about how destructive plastic water bottles are to the environment. They educated the church by performing a play, and then they sold reusable water bottles with our East Shore logo on them to earn money. With that money, they paid for retrofits to our current water fountains, making them easier to fill up those reusable water bottles. Now, every time they walk by those retrofits, they see the example of how they can make a difference. And they also know they have the support of the community behind them. So I came here originally for my kids, but I have stayed and become more involved because of what I am gaining. We used to have RE, which was religious education, but we changed the name, and I love the change. It's now called Lifelong Learning. It is so important to me to be part of a community where I continue to be challenged, grow, and learn throughout my life. My awareness has expanded in ways that are sometimes very uncomfortable, but incredibly important. I also realize how much work I have to do. I've learned to sit with that discomfort and learn lessons from it. I appreciate having people here fighting for earth and social justice. We've all seen the latest UN report on climate change, and how scary is that? Well, we have people here doing things about it, educating and showing up to hold our representatives accountable. Racial justice is another area of growth that I need. I know I have a lot of work to do there. I read something from the UUA president with respect to racial justice. She states, "This is no time for a casual faith and no time to be in this alone. We need to protect and love each other." And I appreciate the patience and education happening here. We have some very courageous members and staff that have spoken out against the injustice. I want to be part of a community that is racially inclusive. There are so many other important works going on in the church, and I personally can't participate in all of them, but I am so glad that those things are happening, and I want to support them with my donations. We are a community of open minds, helping hands, and loving hearts. We continue to grow, learn, and be nurtured our entire lives. This is a place where we are encouraged to bring our whole selves. It is a place of progressive thought, where we love our youth and adults for every radical, unconventional thought. And what a stark contrast to the rest of the world, where we are expected to conform. East Shore is a beacon of hope, and I want it to continue to be that beacon for years to come. They say it takes a village to raise up a child. I also think it takes a village to truly nurture an adult. And this is my village. This is where I choose to commit my time and my resources. So please join me in supporting this work in this community. Thank you.